Hey, it's Matt once again from Horror Show Hot Dog here with...
Duck Washington.
Who is the producer of...
The Legend of Sleepy Hollow.
Right on. And that is one of the shows at this year's Twin Cities Horror Festival in 2018 here. So, Duck, how do you... Well, I mean, of course, this is based on a well-known folktale, but how would you describe what your show is to folks that have not seen it?
Well, it is based on the tale by Washington Irving, adapted by me and Tim Wick. But really, I loved Sleepy Hollow as a kid, and I wanted kids to have that same experience that I had, like, listening to it on vinyl with the lights out, you know, when I was like 8 to 10 or whatever. And so I decided that bringing a kid show to the Horror Fest was a fun idea, and the Horror Fest was really excited about it. So we went to adapt it so that it was an all-ages kind of a show.
So what's that... And for folks that have never been here before, the Horror Festival does anything from psychological horror to short films, which is part of what I bring to the festival, to really buckets of blood and guts type stuff. Just, you know, all the shows are really different. I think this is the first kind of family or kid-focused show maybe that we've done yet, and we're in year 7.
That is what I've been told.
Is it a particular challenge? And like, how do you approach that differently than if you... Because you did just a straight-up horror show last year.
Right.
How does that process change?
I mean, it changes quite a bit in thinking about how you want to approach the kids. Because I didn't want to dumb it down for them. I think it's okay for kids to get scared. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times I think we try to push kids towards things that are always really happy. But I think that art is a really valuable tool to force people to experience all different kind of emotions.
In a safe way.
In a more safe way. Because yeah. I think a lot of times we end up being emotionally stupid. And I think that art is a way for us to practice. Like, oh, I can practice being sad. I can practice being disgusted. I can practice having awe. I think it's really healthy for us to go through the gamut of emotions.
And in talking to people in the lobby and, you know, folks that have seen it or before they go see it, and one of the common things that we all seem to zero in on is, you know, we look at the stuff we watched from Disney in the 80s, and, you know, everybody remembers how horrified they were when, like, Bambi's mom got shot. You know, or like some of the, like, there was used to be the Sunday night Disney thing, like Mr. Boogity was, like, terrifying, which is hilariously stupid now. You know, but, like, the stuff that was PG when we were kids... there's no way anymore. Like, people would not take their kids to that. So it's a weird line, I think, that you... Like you said, respecting the kids' intelligence while also not traumatizing them is a weird thing. So did you like a preview with a couple kids and see what they thought?
We didn't. I felt like I had a good sense from having watched other children's content that I thought approached these kind of topics and that I appreciated. Plus, we have a lot of people involved in the show that have children.
Sure.
So I figured that they would go, "Hey, Duck, that's too far." if we hit that line, I don't think anybody would leave this show traumatized. I think it used to be acceptable children's literature. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's just that our sensibilities around it have changed a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there's still you know, young adult fiction that has werewolves and vampires, but it became more romance than it did, or adventure than it did scary. But, like, you know, we grew up on Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, and that kept me up at night. You know, and so, like, there is, like, and maybe that wasn't a great idea. Like, I'm not saying that was, like, oh, things were better when we were more terrified. But, like, we lived. Of course, then again, now we're working at a horror festival, so maybe it did, you know, touch us in the head somehow. But, so do you feel like the benefit of having something where, like, bring your kids, let them see that it's okay to be scared, but go home and mom and dad are still there to hug you or whoever it might be.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's gonna be all right, like, clutch my arm while you're watching it, and then at the end of the day you can go, it's fine, because you do have a good amount of comedic relief in your show.
We do.
There's like breaks some of that tension for, like, a little one.
There's a lot of little elements in there to specifically that we thought of for the kids. There's a lot of music in the show. There are some comedic elements, a couple of characters that are, you know, a little bit more funny than some of the other ones. Thank you.
Yeah, they're really wonderful.
And I think that helps form that comfortability. And a lot of the horror of the show really comes at the end of the show. Mm-hmm. There's, like, references to ghost stories throughout it, but the big scary moment with the actual ghost on stage happens happens.
Which is very cleverly done. I really enjoyed that.
Well, thank you.
So it was fun. I was wondering how that would play out. Technologically, like, this is a... From just a stagecraft perspective, the show is very different from what I've seen here in the past as well, which is also really fun to watch, is the use of projection and live action and all that kind of coming together. It's fun. That's been a theme this year, it seems, of people taking some really big risks creatively to portray things much bigger than your average proscenium. And it's been really satisfying to watch everyone's ideas that are all a little different pay off in their own way. And so, yeah, yours being one of the really fascinating ones for that, with your chase scenes and people moving through a forest while still staying in a static area. Super satisfying. So I'm just gushing over the play now at this point. I'm terrible.
That was a point in the process where I knew we had to have this big moment at the end of the show where the horseman chases Ichabod. And in trying to figure out a way that we could do that, which didn't seem cheap or hokey, but also wasn't traumatizing or exuberantly expensive.
Right.
And the building into the motion with the moving backgrounds was one of the first things I keyed into. Like, we could do this fairly inexpensively, I think. I had never animated anything before, mm-hmm. which I got to do for this show. figure out how to do that myself. And then putting the horses on part being partially actor-led and then partially, like, constructed was pretty cool.
Yeah, it pays off well. I like it. So lastly then, any other things, like places to look up further works by you, production team, anything else like that? It's places people can look for you on the internet and all that stuff for whether or not this show or other shows coming up.
Yeah. So I'm going to be – Rogues Gallery Arts, which is doing the show, this show, is also in the Twin Cities Horror Holiday Show, which is Dread the Halls, which will be coming in December, and we'll have a short piece in that. That's the next place you can find this. I'll also be performing in a very diehard Christmas this December at Bryant Lake Bowl.
And do you have a Rogues Gallery webpage or something like that?
There's not a webpage, but we do have a Facebook page.
Cool.
So if you look for Rogues Gallery Arts on Facebook, you can find us and like us and share us to all of your friends and family and enemies.
Perfect. Right on. All right. Well, once again, thank you, Duck, for sitting down with us. And again, this is the Twin Cities Horror Festival for 2018. If you'd like more information, you can go to tchorrorfestival.com and learn about stuff going on this year. Or if it is you are too far away or just too late in the season for you to make it out this year, give us a like on Facebook and, you know, bookmark that website so you're ready to come and see us next year, because we will have a whole new slate of shows to show you. And if this year's any indication, it's only going to get better, because every year has been far more exciting than the last, because we just keep learning from the previous years. So thanks again, Duck, for sitting down with me, and we will talk to you soon.
Awesome.
Bye-bye.